Local leaders say the cattle keepers are abusing civilians, primarily in Magwe County's Agoro Payam. Local chief Otto Washington Okwera says many cattle keepers graze their cattle on crop farms.
When you dig, the cattle come and destroy all the things from the garden. The situation is just remain worse. Also, those people, the owner of the cattle, also they give a hard life, because when the cattle has eaten the garden, when you go and follow, they will going to turn that you want to steal their cattle. You will be beaten thoroughly.
Okwera says these abuses are scaring the civilians in Magwe County. He says some residents have even fled to neighboring Uganda or Kenya for fear of losing their lives. Eastern Equatoria State Governor Luis Lobong says the cattle keepers never asked for permission to graze their cattle in the farming communities of Acholi and Madi.
These cattle keepers, they came, there was no information. They have never asked the host community that can you allow us to graze, nor we, the state government. We are not aware. So we only seen that they are coming there. There was no even information from their origin, the state where they came from, or even from their leaders, that our people are running for this reason.
Abraham Makur, Secretary General of Cattle Keepers in Greater Magwe County, denies cattle keepers are abusing civilians, but admits hundreds of head of cattle are being transported to Eastern Equatoria due to insecurity and recent floods in Jonglei State. He warns that more and more people and cattle are migrating to the Equatoria region from Jonglei.
So it's not only the Greater Magwe, but we talk of the Greater Equatoria. They are coming to Equatoria because of the area is now flooding. So at the moment, there is no way that we can tell the cattle keepers to go back to Jonglei, because there is no way people even can settle. And even those who are living now in Bor, some people are now across the area. Some have come to Mangala. Some have come to Juba. So there is no place now in Jonglei again.
Makuru is calling on communities to be patient with cattle keepers until the floodwaters have subsided in Jonglei State. He says then cattle keepers will be asked to go back home. Governor Lobong says state officials are working to peacefully resolve the conflict, including face-to-face dialogue between pastoralists and Jonglei State leaders.
It doesn't mean that we are not capable of taking these people or making these people to leave Eastern Equatoria by force, but that require, that means then there is going to be confrontation, there's going to be fighting, and loss of life, people will die, we don't want that. We need to talk, we need to understand why are they here, or for how long are they here, and when are they going back.
In 2017, President Salva Kiir issued an order for pastoralists to leave the Equatorial region and return to their place of origin, since most communities in Equatoria grow crops. Lobong says that order remains in place in Eastern Equatoria, but must be implemented by law enforcement agencies, including the South Sudan People's Defense Force. SSPDF spokesman Major General Lulu Roy Kwang says the 2017 order is still, and the only way to drive cattle keepers out of Equatoria is if the president issues a new one.
At the time, all those who come from neighboring states were ordered to go back to their home states with their livestock. Those who came from Lakes went. All those who came from Western Equatoria went. Those from Jonglei went. However, we had cases of cattle keepers from Jonglei coming back to Eastern Equatoria. But that was in violation of that Republican order that was issued. So that there's need for another one to be issued for us to implement the return of cattle herders.
Kwang says all orders were implemented and observed by cattle keepers. The problem, he says, is that as soon as the cattle keepers reach Jonglei State, they come back. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.